Yossi, of the great Schus, the Shabbos of reading Parshas Vaschanon. And the Parsha begins with the supplicative plea of Moshe Rabbeinu, really the heartbreaking plea. Vaschanon al Hashem ba'isahi leimor. Moshe Rabbeinu telling Klal Yisrael, I once again try to go ahead and reach out to the Ribono Shel Olam and ask him to reverse his decree, to allow me to come into the land, to allow me to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And you know, the Gemara says, why does Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael so badly? Lachom Mepiria, what does he want? He wants to eat from the fruit, he wants to enjoy the shawarma. What is it that Moshe Rabbeinu wants of Eretz Yisrael? And of course, the Gemara says so beautifully that Moshe Rabbeinu had a burning desire to come into the land, to be able to fulfill the mitzvos atluyos baretz, the mitzvos of the land. But the Ribono Shel Olam will not reverse his decree. And in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to him in a very sharp and pointed manner. Rav Loch, you have enough. Al Tosef Daber Elai Od Badavar Hazeh. Do not speak to me anymore about this particular matter. And with that divine statement, the discussion is over. Moshe Rabbeinu does not ask again. Moshe Rabbeinu understands that his fate is sealed, the decree is final, and he will not enter into the land. Just as an aside, I had this chus to come to Eretz Yisrael yesterday, and as my family and I were driving into Yerushalayim, actually as we landed into the airport, I told my children that understand the incredible zechus we're getting to do now, something that Moshe Rabbeinu never had the opportunity to do, what Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have given just to be able to step foot for a few moments in Eretz Yisrael. And that's a great zechus that each of us have this very day. So in addition to the profundity of this exchange, the Gemara understands that the beginning of Parshas Vaschanon is also the model. It's the paradigm for tefillah. In fact, again, the Gemara Maseches Brachos understands that the notion of that first we praise, then we ask for what we need, and then we give thanks, what we call Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodah, praise, request, thanksgiving, that's the model of Shemona Esrei. That comes from Parshas Vaschanon. Moshe Rabbeinu first praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then makes his request, and then gives thanks to the Ribono Shel Olam. This becomes the model for tefillah. And the question is obvious. If Chazal were looking, if the great rabbis were looking for a model, for a paradigm of prayer, this seems to be, you'll excuse me, the worst example. Because here Moshe Rabbeinu asks the Ribono Shel Olam for something, and not only is he given a no, but he's giving a resounding no. Rav Loch, Al Tosef Daber Elai Od Badavar Hazeh. Lahamdo, Moshe Rabbeinu has the door slammed in his face. Moshe Rabbeinu is not even given the opportunity to continue talking. God says to him, enough, enough, we're not having this conversation anymore. And yet, this is to serve as the paradigm for tefillah for all of Klal Yisrael. Such a strange idea. This unsuccessful prayer essentially serves as the paradigm, serves as the model for future prayer. We would have thought that what Chazal would have chosen as a paradigm, a tefillah that was successful, a tefillah that got what it wanted, a tefillah where ultimately the petitioner was given a particular request. Yet the example over here that we're given, the doors for all future generations, is a tefillah that did not work. And our Rebbe Yitzchak Berdichev, a great Rebbe, the Kedushas Levi, says something so beautiful. He explains that Chazal are teaching us an incredible insight into the power of prayer. The goal of prayer is not to get what you want. Getting what you want is something beautiful. Getting what you want is something magnificent. Getting what you want is an additional bonus. The goal of tefillah, the goal of prayer, says Rebbe Levi Yitzchak, is connection. The goal of tefillah is to establish this dialogical connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The goal of tefillah is to create the relationship. Because every meaningful life relationship we have begins with a dialogue. A young man, a young woman go out with each other to see, is there potential here for them to get married, to build a beautiful bayis naman b'Yisrael. So how do they know? How do they establish that relationship? It's through dialogue, through conversation. When there is a dialogical connection, you could build on that and take the relationship further. Parents want to connect with their children. The most important thing, you know, I could go ahead and take my child to the most wonderful vacation or the most wonderful trip or to the ball game or to whatever else. Those experiences are nice. But what forges the relationship between a parent and the child is conversation, is dialogue. And therefore, says the Rebbe, it is no different with the Ribono Shel Olam. A meaningful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one that is built upon dialogue, not one that is built simply upon getting what you want. And therefore, Chazal chose this tefillah because in a dialogical sense, this tefillah was absolutely amazing. Because Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. There was a dialogical connection that was established. And as such, this tefillah was a resounding success. It is true, Moshe Rabbeinu did not get what he wanted, but the tefillah itself represented that connection, that chibur, between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Ribono Shel Olam. And in that sense, it was an incredible success. Chazal purposely chose this tefillah as the paradigm for prayer. Because had they chosen a quote-unquote successful prayer, or a prayer in which the petitioner got what he or she asked for, one would have assumed that the metric of successful prayer is getting what you want. But Chazal instead are teaching us that the metric of successful prayer is, did you feel heard? Did you feel that you really spoke with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with an open heart and open mind? Did you feel that you connected to your Father above in some type of meaningful way? And if you did, that's a successful tefillah. Hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us what we want. But we know that sometimes just because we ask for something, it's not necessarily what it is that we should have in life. We often don't know what we should and what we shouldn't have. So we ask for many things because we assume it's what we need. But lav davka, it's what we need, but it's lav davka what we should have. So the goal of a meaningful prayer experience is a chibur, is a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And beautifully, the Lubavitcher Rebbe says that this idea is expressed later on in the parasha as well. The pasuk says, "As Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Arim Beivar Yadin Mizrach Hashemesh." So the parasha says this is in Perek Dalid, pasuk Mem Aleph, chapter 4, verse 41, that Moshe Rabbeinu separated out three cities, the Ari Miklat, the refuge cities, in the Transjordanian areas, the areas where ultimately you would have Reuven and Gad and half of Manasseh settling. And Rashi HaKadosh points out that Moshe Rabbeinu designated these cities even though they did not actually take effect. In other words, even though they didn't operate as cities of refuge until later on, until after the rest of the land of Israel was conquered and divided. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe asks a very simple question. He says, why? Why wouldn't those cities just work now? There were people living there already now. Remember again, the men of Reuven and Gad and half of Manasseh left their families there. They went in to fight war, but there were people living there now. So why wouldn't those cities take effect? And the Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says, "Ulay yeshlomar shelo hayu tzrichim la'ari miklat ki bnei Yisrael hayu devukim b'makom." He says so beautifully, they didn't need cities of refuge. Why? Because the Jewish people were on such a high level and so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ir Miklat, the city of refuge, is for someone who takes life. But Klal Yisrael were so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was such dveikus. And va'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem. Those who cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chayim kulcham hayom. When you cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's life. There was such an intensity of life because there was such an intensity of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there was no need for any of the Ari Miklat. You see, my friends, an incredible connection that a successful life is one in which there is a connection to the Ribono Shel Olam, a connection that's forged through prayer, a connection that's forged through learning, a connection that's forged through chesed, through masim tovim, through acts of kindness. That is a meaningful life. It doesn't mean that you get everything you want. It doesn't mean you have everything you want, but you have that which is most important. That's the meaning. Because we all know that you could have all the stuff you want in this world, but you're not necessarily happy. You can have all of the things you quote-unquote ask for, but you still feel an emptiness, a void inside. Because true meaning in life only comes from a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. That was the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The most successful tefillah we have in all of Chumash. Why? Because it established a dialogical connection. There is no need to set up the Ari Miklat, the cities of refuge, which were there as a safe haven for those who take life. Because since Klal Yisrael was so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were connected to the essence of life. And therefore, again, there was no fear that someone would come to take life. And lastly, or I should say second to lastly, this is also the Nechama of Shabbos Nachamu. We often wonder to ourselves, what's different between this Shabbos and just a few days ago. Just a few days ago, it was Tisha B'Av. We were sitting on the floor mourning all that we had lost. And now suddenly again, it's the Shabbos of Nechama. It's the Shabbos of consolation. But what's changed? What's changed? We cried so much for all of the terrible losses of Klal Yisrael. We cried so much for all that has been lost and destroyed over the years. So what's different now? Mashiach's not here yet. Geula has not come yet. And somehow this is the Shabbos of consolation. And my friends, the answer we could be learned from what we've just explained. That what we have learned as a people is that at the end of the day, as long as we have our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, then we are good. As long as we have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as long as we have a dialogical connection, a learning connection, a chesed connection, then there's a tomorrow. Then there's a future. Then we know Geula will come. You see, the great sadness of Tisha B'Av is that we often wonder when we experience tragedy and loss, what does that mean about our relationship with God? Has HaKadosh Baruch Hu severed His relationship with us? And we think about this. This is why we say, Eicha, Eicha, Ayaka, Ribono Shel Olam, where did you go? Did you leave us? Are we all alone? But then Tisha B'Av goes and we realize that no, we still have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'eschanon el Hashem, ba'is sahili mor. I can still speak to you, and I know you hear me. I can have a relationship with you, and as long as I have a relationship with you, Ribono Shel Olam, that's my nechama. That's my consolation. I know things are going to be good as long as I have that ability to be in a relationship with you. And of course, we know, to conclude, this period of time also begins our preparation for Chodesh Elul, our preparation ultimately again for the Yemei Adin, for the Days of Judgment. And the words of David HaMelech are already beginning to ring in our ear. Achos sha'alti me'is Hashem, osa avakesh. David HaMelech says, Ribono Shel Olam, I have one request of you. One request. What's the one request? Shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. Ribono Shel Olam, let me live in your home. Let me have a connection with you. That's my only request. It's my only request. Because when I have a relationship with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that everything else flows from that. This is our nechama now, and this is how we begin to prepare ultimately again for the days and the weeks and the months ahead, recognizing that the most important thing we could create for ourselves, for our mishpachos and for Am Yisrael, is for each of us to have a meaningful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we should all be zochem, Yirtzeh Hashem, to be able to put a little bit more effort into our tefillos, to establish that dialogical connection, to be able to concentrate a little bit more when we're learning and give ourselves a little bit more time to learn, to establish that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our learning. And ultimately, we should strive to become Bali Chesed, because it's through the acts of kindness that we do with one another, through the acts of kindness that we do with our people, that we also establish that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May we be blessed to have a beautiful Shabbos of Nechama, a beautiful Shabbos of consolation. May we be blessed, Yemei Yatzah Hashem, to begin to experience the Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. And may we each find incredible simcha, happiness, and life contentment in the beautiful and meaningful relationship we are able to cultivate with the Ribono Shel Olam. Wishing everyone a beautiful Erev Shabbos and an uplifting Shabbos Kodesh.